It's Wednesday morning. It's McCurley in the morning, and I have the distinct pleasure of having a young lady with me. I've been knowing her a long time through Michael Giddens. It's his better half, and when I say his better half, if he has one, this is it. This is his lovely wife, Celia. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm good. Talk a little bit about, first of all, you are really involved with Southern Dance and Performing Arts Company, which is, we call it SDPAC, and it's a subsidiary of SAFE here in Sylacauga. And you've been involved with plays and musicals. What got you into that?
Well, I've always loved plays. I've always loved musicals. Growing up, my mom would take us to, you know, places in Birmingham, Montgomery, that sort of thing, to go watch plays. But I was never able to be in them because I was busy doing ballet for 10 years. It wasn't until after I graduated high school that I was actually able to be in a play. My first one was Secret Garden in 2019. Did that, Willy Wonka Jr., and then I went off to college, didn't have time for plays again, but then came back, and then 2021 auditioned for my first SDPAC play, which was Beauty and the Beast.
Yep, and I think there's been how many since then?
Oh, man, I can't.
I know, isn't it when 10, they're Cinderella?
Something like that. Cinderella was the last one we did.
And then what was the one with the fish?
Big Fish.
Yeah, Big Fish, and then, of course, now it's Little Women.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about that, but what's it been like for you with, of course, your husband, Michael, he works here, but he's involved with those as well.
Mm-hmm.
How fun is it to have your husband to be to where they, you know, they enjoy the same things that you do?
It's really great, honestly. I mean, that's how we got, you know, that's how we met, really, or got to know each other, was doing Beauty and the Beast together. So it's been so much fun to be able to do it together and work on it. And a lot of the plays we've been cast opposite each other.
Well, now in Beauty and the Beast, you had to be the beauty and he had to be the beast.
Yes, they wouldn't cast us the other way around.
No, that wouldn't have worked. You know, everybody around the office here, their most important question to you is how you feed him.
Is it easy.
It's constantly, isn't it? No, we pick at him, but he's a great guy, and but it's got to be gratifying to know that when you go to play practice or a musical, whatever it is with SDPAC, your husband is there with you, so that's got to be kind of gratifying.
Oh, yeah. He's not with me this time, but
I don't think he would fit in Little Women.
Well, there's not too many guy roles, but he really shines with the musicals, and we're both excited for the next one will be a musical, and we're excited to do that one together as well.
Absolutely. We're going to talk about Little Women, where the public can see it, when it's going to be, what her role is going to be, and we'll talk about that when we come back more on McCurley in the Morning. Celia Giddens in studio with me, and we're talking Little Women. Now, she is little. But that's not the gist of this thing here. Southern Performing Arts and Dance Company are going to have Little Women starting when?
It is starting this Thursday, so tomorrow at 7:00. All the shows are going to be at B.B. Comer High School in the auditorium. We've got two shows this Saturday, 2:00 and 7:00, and one show next Saturday at 2:00. You can get those tickets at sdpac.net for $15 or, at the door for $20.
That's a wrap. I mean, she covered everything right there in seriously, anybody can come. Children will like this. And, of course, I think, do you all still, perform in front of B.B. Comer in the schools over there?
We do, yes. We've got that coming up next week as well. That's usually a couple shows per day that we're doing that. And those, I think, the schools have already probably contacted us, gotten there. You get reduced tickets for that. I think I believe it's $5 per kid. But, you know, even if you're a homeschool student, homeschool group, you can also get in on that. So I think with that, not sure if it's sdpac.net, but there is someone you can contact.
I've got to ask a question, and a lot of people may want to know this. Let's say there's someone listening right now that would love to be involved in this. I know there's 16 cast members in Little Women, and then, of course, half a dozen to a dozen people that are helping offsets and things of that nature in production. But if someone wants to get involved, what do they need to do?
Well, first thing to do, I would say, would be to follow the Southern Dance Performing Arts Facebook page. That's where we post anything with audition info. Even if you're not interested in being on stage, though, you can always message that or contact one of us that are in it already. And we always need crew members as well as cast members. So even if you're someone that wants to be involved but doesn't really want to be on stage, we've got plenty of space for that. But yes, if you follow the Facebook page, that always will have the audition information whenever we're doing that.
And that's great, because a lot of people ask me, well, I heard you had so-and-so on your program. I heard, how do you get involved? So I want to make sure that people know, go into Southern Performing Arts and Dance Studios or whatever you want to call it, but their Facebook page is where Celia says to go if you want. And you don't, if you don't want a speaking part or you want to sign up, there's plenty of people behind the scenes that have to make sets, have to, and that's one of the things I wanted to ask you as a as an actress, okay, in these plays. How is it, how expensive is it for you personally? Do you all have to purchase things on your own, or is that done through the organization?
Well, we all pay a cast fee, and that covers our instruction during the time. We get wonderful, you know, acting instruction, not just directing. That also covers costume fees. I'll, you know, to help out, I'll provide my own costumes every once in a while whenever I can scrounge them up from my closet. Yeah. But that really depends on the play that you're doing, and it's not really necessary. But yeah, the cast fee will cover all of that.
Well, I want to talk to you too about other performances you've been in, and also this one in particular coming up with Little Women. We'll talk about that more here in just a few moments after more Hit Kicking Country. Celia Giddens in studio with me, and earlier this morning I asked her about some of the things as far as the cost of being in these plays. And of course, you get instructions and you get costumes and everything, but you pay a cast fee. But I got to ask you, what is the best or weirdest costume you ever had to wear? What do you think?
Probably the weirdest would be for The Hunchback of Notre Dame. I was Clopin Trouvé-Fou, Queen of the Gypsies.
Say that one more time.
Clopin Trouvé-Fou.
I'm not even going to try that.
It's French, and it was an interesting one to learn. But I think the most fun part about that was like the makeup that I did. It was Harlequin-type makeup. I had a hat with a feather in it, and I'm actually going to be wearing that hat again in this play. So that would be interesting. Yes, but the best costume, my favorite probably, would just, you know, obviously be the Belle yellow dress. It was just iconic.
Now, I have rumors that have been told to me that your husband has had to wear drag in one before.
He did. It was not one that I saw. That may have changed how I saw him when I first met him.
Yeah, listen, he's a great actor, and he does great with those things. And sometimes you just have to do what you have to do,
yep,
don't you?
Yeah.
Hey, tell us, now let's talk about Little Women. Tell everybody, give us a little backdrop of what it's about, and then we're going to talk about your role.
Yeah, it is basically a story of this family. It's set in the Civil War. Their father is off at war, and they're, you know, it's four daughters. They're trying to make do with what they have and carry on. And it's really, it's a coming of age story in a way. My character, Jo March, is the second oldest, and during the entire show, her whole life, basically, she's trying to keep things from changing. She wants everything to stay as it is, as it's always been, and she's, the show is showing her slowly realizing that is not possible and things are going to change.
Well, is that you in real life?
Well, in real life, I guess, in a way.
Yeah.
I would say yes. When I was younger, I would try to keep things the way they were. But, you know, when you grow up, you got to realize that's not possible and things are always going to change. That's the nature of life.
That's right. I will ask you real quickly before we go to another segment here in a minute. I talked about maybe the best or weirdest costume. What is the hardest role you've ever had to play? Can you think about that? I don't want to throw you under the bus
this one
here.
Might
but
be.
Really?
Honestly, not every script has this, but at the beginning of this script, one of the first pages, it shows how many lines each character has. And I got a little bit of a shock when I looked and I saw I had 266 lines.
I couldn't do 266 words.
I know.
You've got 266 lines?
She never stops talking.
Well, wow. Maybe.
Yes, it has been a very rewarding role. I've very much enjoyed it, but it has been a difficult process for mostly just learning the lines has been the most difficult part, but I've really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and you have a job as well. I mean, so this has to be done on your time.
Yes. Yeah, I basically, I want to say the first day that we read script and we got to take the scripts home with us, I went home and I started memorizing that very first day because I knew I didn't want to wait until the last minute.
Right. Well, Little Women coming up tomorrow night. We're going to talk one more time with Celia before we let her get out of here about when the shows are, how you can go, how you can watch. And we're also going to talk to her about upcoming events, hopefully in the near future for Southern Dance and Performing Arts Center. We'll do that when we come back on McCurley in the Morning. Celia Giddens in studio with me, and we're talking Little Women, which is going to start tomorrow, and she has drug her, not her better half, her other half in here with us. Michael Giddens, how you doing?
Hey, I heard y'all talking about me in drag. And I had to come in here and defend my honor.
There is no honor.
It's not because I'm ashamed of having worn drag. It's because I'm proud of the fact that I can walk in heels better than anybody else in this building, I think.
I wouldn't want to take you on in that. I might have you in an eating contest, but I'm not going to put on heels.
How else do you think these calves are built that way?
Hey, listen,
walking in heels.
Listen, there's no honor to defend. We're talking to your better half about Little Women, and you'll be in the audience as well, right?
Oh yeah, I'll probably be in the audience multiple nights. Maybe ushering. I don't know. Whatever they ask me to do, I'll be there to help. I'm not used to this though. I'm used to being in the show, so
yeah,
it's gonna feel a little different. But I'm excited to see her. Just get to sit back and appreciate her talent.
Yep, and of course these shows are always at B.B. Comer Memorial High School there in the auditorium. They got a nice auditorium if you've never been in there before. Tell us again. I know it starts tomorrow night, Thursday night, 7 o'clock. Is that
yes,
right?
Thursday night at 7 o'clock, this Saturday at 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock, and next Saturday at 2 o'clock. And we don't have any Friday shows this time around. One of our actors is a B.B. Comer football guy, so we can't really do the Friday night.
He's like the whatchamacallit from High School Musical, the Troy.
Troy,
he's like real life Troy.
Yeah, well, kind of be hard to do a double take with that, I'm
yes,
here to tell you.
Yes.
Nevertheless, how can people purchase tickets?
We've got tickets at sdpack.net, or you can run over to the SDPack studios. Those will be $15 if you get them beforehand, and you can also get them at the door for $20.
Okay, so tomorrow night and then Saturday at 2 o'clock. Now, here's my question. How are you going to get him to be down there Saturday at 2 when Auburn's going to be playing?
I don't know.
This weekend Auburn plays at 11, which we have our own conflict this Saturday. We'll be trying to watch the game while also watching some horses and hounds. You can come out downtown and see the horses and hounds King Stables parade.
Are you going to be there? Are you going to be there for that, Celia?
I don't know. I might have to ride a horse to the Comer Auditorium if I'm going to be getting to the show on time.
Well, I don't think the parade's going to last that long. Okay. I hope, but I will tell you this: I think my granddaughter's going to be with me, so you'll have to come.
I may have to show up.
We got Auburn game is at 11. This upcoming Saturday, and then next Saturday it's a night game, so we should be we'll have the matinee performance at 2:30, set breakdown, and then watch Auburn stumble through a game with Kentucky.
We stumble wherever we go, it seems, but you're not stumbling with Little Women.
I'm trying not
lead role 266 lines.
That's right.
What's the most lines you ever had, dude?
So I counted for Big Fish, and I think I had 247 lines.
She's got you beat.
But I also had 9 solos.
Solos, as in songs?
Songs.
Yeah, wow. Songs and dances. I think he's got me beat on overall show. I've got him beat on just lines.
Is that the one where you were in drag?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't have many lines on the one in drag. I just let my appearance do the talking for me.
Oh, well, that is a drag.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Just kidding. He's the best, man. But, hey, we want to invite everybody to come out to Little Women because it is going to be a great show Thursday night, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, Saturday at 2, and then next week the schools get to see, I think, on Thursday, something like that, and then you have another Thursday night show.
No, not –
Next week next is just Thursday Saturday.
Next week is just Saturday.
Saturday,
but this Saturday we have 2 Saturday shows.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're getting ready. Come on down for Little Women. And I got to ask both of you, how many of these have you ever done? See? What play number is this?
I can't. I lost count. When you think about all the ones I was in school, in high school, I can't. I don't even remember at this point.
I have not counted recently, but I know it's at least 10.
Wow. They're going to be on Broadway before long. What do you think?
We are. Well, we're close to it. SD Pack Studios located on Broadway Avenue.
That's not the Broadway I was talking about.
Slightly off Broadway.
Yeah, theater. Slightly off Broadway.
Seminole Avenue Theater.
Well, yeah. Why don't I just say Hollywood?
Yeah.
Y'all be good in Hollywood. Hey,
my dad's from L.A. He loves to tell people that.
Oh, Lord. Lower Alabama. Yeah, I've been there several times. Yeah. Thank you for coming in this morning. I appreciate it. Celia and Michael Giddens, check out Little Women starting tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at B.B. Comer Memorial High School.